Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
And today we're going to launch a new segment.
Yes, we're going to be launching Famous Brits Under the Microscope.
Famous Brits, so British people.
Absolutely.
我们新的板块叫做英文名人八卦堂。
So in this segment, we're going to be talking about all those famous people from British history, the good, the bad, and the ugly.And we're going to be telling you a little bit about their lives. The gossip, the interesting stories. All these Brits that you're going to be hearing about are well-known household names in the UK.
So a household name, that means anyone from English-speaking countries should know these names and their stories.
Yeah, it's the same as with Chinese people from history as well. Every Chinese person knows them, but someone who's learning the language, they probably won't know who these people are.
Well, at least not that much. Okay, sounds interesting. So the first episode of this segment, 八卦堂的第一期, who are we going to talk about?
We're going to be talking about the baddest English king of them all, Henry VIII.
Henry VIII, 亨利八世.
Yes.
Henry VIII was one of the most famous kings in British history.
Yes. Basically, everybody knows the story of Henry VIII in the UK. And he was a member of the Tudor dynasty.
Tudor?
Mm-hmm.
都铎王朝.So when was that? Sorry, my history really isn't that great.
It's around the 16th century.So, Henry VIII was King of England from 1509、mm-hmm. to 1547.
So, he was ruling the country for about 40 years.、
Mm.
Whenever you think of Henry VIII, you always remember some of the famous paintings, portraits、mm. of him. And he always looks rather rotund, really big, a really big guy, really fat man.
Well, he was really big. He was very, very tall.He was roughly around 1 metre
90. 190?
Yeah.
Especially back in the days, that would be really, really tall.
Yeah, that'd be really tall. But you said about him being fat,、
mm-hmm.
but that wasn't always the case. When he was young, he was very famous for being very handsome, very athletic, as well as being very clever.
所以也有小鲜肉的时候。So you said he was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading it somewhere. He spoke multiple languages.
Yeah, he spoke about 4 languages. And he was also a very good musician as well.
Very versatile.
But unfortunately, that's not what he's famous for in England nowadays.
Isn't he famous for killing a lot of people, including some of his wives?
Yes. We'll talk a little bit about the killing later on. But you mentioned his wives. Do you know how many wives he actually had?
I believe it was 6.
Yeah. King Henry VIII.Had pretty much the most wives of any of our kings.
Oh, by the way, this is a very different concept. Even as the king, he was only allowed to be married to one woman.
Yeah.
He was not having concubines or...
No, he had mistresses, but that's not the same as concubines.
啊，就是不能像中国皇帝那样有妃子，但是他有情人，有 mistresses.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he was a good husband.He's famous for having 2 of his wives, Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard, executed. They were beheaded.
So he killed them, he cut their heads off.
Yeah, and this is how we learn about his wives at school. We all learn the rhyme, divorce, beheaded, died, divorce, beheaded, survived.
So English school kids needed to learn the rhyme.
Yeah.
I think schools are really...Quite the same around the world.
Yeah.
所以英国的小孩子在学习亨利八世的时候就会学着这个口诀 Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. 离婚斩首死掉离婚斩首活下来、
mm.
This rhyme described his 6 wives.
Yeah. So taking a look at the first wife, the one he divorced, in order to divorce her, Henry VIII actually changed the religion of England.So England moved from being a Catholic country to a Protestant country.
Is it because being Catholic, he was not allowed to divorce the woman?
There were ways that he could divorce, but unfortunately at that time, it was his wife's nephew who was the most powerful man in Europe. So he wouldn't let Henry VIII divorce his aunt.
And okay, he that's put, very complex.
And he put pressure on the Pope to not allow...
Oh,
to divorce.
So he changed the entire country's religion just to divorce her.
Yeah, He closed down all the monasteries in England.
Monasteries, this is Catholic. 关闭了所有的天主教的修道院 and then changed the country to Protestant.
Yeah.
改到新教。
So it's quite complicated, this, but essentially all you really need to know is that the religion changed from being Catholic to Protestant, and this is known as the Reformation.
宗教改革、yeah. the Reformation. And what about the second wife? This was the first wife, divorced,、mm-hmm. and then the second was beheaded. If I remember correctly, that's Anne Boleyn,
yeah,
one of the more famous wives. Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, she was very famous.And that's mostly because of all the TV shows and the movies that are about her. So you have the movie The Other Boleyn Girl.
That was Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
The Other Boleyn Girl.
And also from the very famous TV show Wolf Hall, from a very famous book in the UK.
Lang Ting, The Wolf Hall. I haven't watched that, but I heard it's quite popular.
It was very, very popular a few years ago.
And that's about Henry VIII, about...the Tudor dynasty.
Yeah, Henry VIII and also Anne Boleyn in particular.
So if you're interested, you can check it out. So back to the second wife. So why did he behead Anne Boleyn then?
Because he wanted to have a son. That was the main reason. And Anne Boleyn only gave him a daughter. So he wanted to move on. He wanted to find another wife.
And why couldn't he just divorce her?
This is the question.But there are also a few tales that he just simply got tired of Anne Boleyn. He got more and more annoyed by her. So he just wanted to get rid of her.
Well, as a king, you can just chop her head off.
Well, yeah.
So eventually, did he die single then?
No, as I said, he had six wives. So his last wife really became like his nurse because he was so ill and so unhealthy.
Exactly how fat was Henry VIII in his later years?
Well, put it this way. His waist was 132 centimetres when he died.
132 centimetres. That's scary. That's almost 四尺. But what changed? How come he grew from an athletic, handsome, clever young man into someone who's so violent and so fat?
Well, a lot of it, scholars are saying now, was because of a head injury.
Oh, he hurt his head.
Well, he almost died、when he was jousting.
Jousting 就是马上的长枪比武。So they thought it was that head injury that changed him.
Yeah, he changed his personality as well.、So he became famous as a tyrant. He often lost his temper.
A tyrant is usually a king that's really violent, that、likes killing people, torturing people.
Yeah.So he executed about 70,000 people during his reign, which is roughly about five a day.
So he killed five people a day?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Execution, 就是处死, executed 70,000 people. So since Henry VIII is such an important part、of the British history, now if you go to England, where can you see his、palaces or any of the relics?
Well, you can see a lot of the relics and you can see a lot of the artifacts associated with Henry VIII in museums all around Britain.、But the place that people link with him most of all is Hampton Court Palace.
汉普顿宫 That's in the suburbs of London, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the River Thames. It's quite close to central London. And there you can see a lot of the buildings. A lot of the palace complex is all associated with Henry VIII.
I've been to Hampton Court.
Oh, yes.
I just found the gardens amazing.
Yeah.
They're exquisite.
And did you see the actors dressed up like Henry VIII as well?
Oh, yeah. I found that really interesting. They were dressed up as、Henry VIII and also Anne Boleyn,、Jane Seymour, his other wife.
Yeah. So if you're interested in Henry VIII, there's so many documentaries, so many movies, TV shows that you can watch as well.
Like we've mentioned, the movie The Other Boleyn Girl.、this is by Scarlett Johansson. And also the TV show Wolf Hall. And also, if you happen to travel to London, to England, if you have the time, check out Hampton Court.
Yes.
It is a really interesting place.
So, as this is our first episode of this segment, please let us know what you think in the comments section.
And maybe you can also tell us what famous Brit you would like to hear about.
So, until next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.